Ronald, R-O-N-A-L-D, Jedkins, J-E-D-K-I-N-S. 8:25:54, today's 5:8:25. This is a 70-year-old gentleman, originally from Houston, divorced, has three children. He's a machinist and appraisal in the past period. He lives with his brother. He's a heavy smoker, has been a heavy smoker most of his life. He continues to smoke and he drinks alcohol from time to time, period. He was referred to evaluation for hospice and palliative care since he's lost so much weight, about 10 pounds. He's weak. He's having trouble walking, requiring help with ADL, and was not willing to do anything about his health and or smoking. Past medical problems is COPD, hypertension, pedal edema, volume overload, despite being on Lasix, hyperlipidemia, chronic pain, uses his nebulizer with albuterol at least 5 or 6 times a day because of shortness of breath. Review of system, leg swelling, 2+, weight loss, increased shortness of breath, difficulty walking. He's having trouble with his equilibrium, decreased appetite. No hematemesis, no hematochezia, no seizure or convulsion. Reported family history, mom died of old age, dad died of heart disease and coronary artery disease. Last hospitalization, November 2025, because he had an intestinal rupture. COVID immunization 2 years ago, pneumonia and flu shots are up to date. Surgery also includes a ruptured intestine, hernia surgery. Most recently, patient is not able to drive and he's not able to walk straight without getting short of breath, and now he can't even sit down and talk for a long time without getting short of breath, but he gets help with his brother to go outside and smoke. 152/98, 87% oxygen and 98 is his heart rate, heart positive, swollen positive is 2, tachycardic, lungs, ronchi, arouse, coarse breath sounds, abdomen, soft skin, shows decreased turgor, oral mucosa with amnesia, neurological, non-focal, next shows positive JVD. Assessment, number 1, COPD, severe, number 2, nebulizer treatment at least 5 or 6 times a day, number 3, O2 sats 87%, could use oxygen, especially with his weakness, tiredness, and fatigue, and difficulty with talking at rest. Next number, pedal edema, consistent with right-sided heart failure. Next one is core pulmonary. Next one is suspect pulmonary hypertension. Next one is weight loss, most likely related to COPD. Next number is chronic pain on talon number 3. Next number is continue with NAB treatment. Next number is hyperlipidemia. Next number, hypertension, has not taken his lisinopril yet. Next number is pedal edema, multifactorial. Next number is he's on Soma for chronic pain, has been on it for a long time. Next number, we'll have medical director review chart for possible oxygen treatment, continue with NEP treatment, possible add insure for his nutritional supplementation. I suspect he has protein, calorie, malnutrition, and he appears much older than stated age. Thank you. He's not willing to quit smoking. Thank you.